Hello listeners, thank you for tuning into another episode of 3 Minutes with Yash. Few years ago, I came across a speech delivered by Deepika Padukone in one of the award ceremonies. She won out the Best Actress award and she delivered a speech using a reference of her father's letter which has been sent out by Prakash Padukone when Deepika has started her modeling career. So, I'm gonna read out this exact letter because this is a letter that is kind of very inspiring for everyone out there who reads it, and this letter has gone out viral on social media and also on online. Okay, apart from that, this letter is also being used as a reference and to teach kids in schools. So this has been added out in schools curriculum as well. I'm gonna read out this letter and you will understand why I am emphasizing on this letter a lot. Here goes the letter. Dear Deepika and Anisha, as you stand on the threshold of life's journey, I want to share with you some life lessons that life has taught me. Looking back, I realized the important thing about my childhood and adolescent years was my refusal to complain about my lot in life. There is no substitute for perseverance, hard work, determination, and passion for what you choose to do. If you love what you do, nothing else matters. Not awards, not compensation, not even the gratification of seeing your face in newspapers or television. Deepika, we know that you are in the film industry because of your love for it. Early on in life, even as a child of 9 or 10, we know that you were meant for modeling and to be under the arc lights. You were a natural at it. Even so, at 18, when you told us that you wanted to shift to Mumbai to pursue a career in modeling, it was hard for us to come to terms with the decision. In the end, we decided to let you follow your heart, like my father had taught me all those years ago, as the only way to live fully. I was fortunate that my father gave me the freedom to follow my passion for a game which held very little promise of ever making money. His approval changed the course of my life. He had forced me. I would have been miserable, average engineer plodding through life. When the time came for you to make a decision about your future, we thought it would be cruel to not give our children the opportunity to pursue a dream that she lived and breathed for. If you succeeded, it would make us proud, but even if you didn't, you would not have any regret that you did not try. In the last few years, we have seen you mature into a young woman who has her head on her shoulders. Maybe it is a result of the responsibilities that came your way at an early age. Sometimes parents underestimate their children's capabilities, which brings me to my other belief. You can either like what you do or you can be passionate about what you do. If you only do what you like to do, you will become an average player. But if you love what you do, there is every chance that you will excel at it. For then, no hardship, no sacrifice will be too much to achieve your goal. Anisha, you want to be a professional golfer and I know you will let nothing come between you and the dream. At 16, when I was representing the country in badminton, I travelled second class and often in unreserved coaches on trains, sitting, eating and sleeping outside filthy toilets in the train for a couple of days, simply so that I could reach the training camp and better my game. I see that kind of passion in you. I don't know too many young people who work 16 hours a day, and I see that the fruits of that passion are already coming your way. I have learned that you can't always win in life, that everything you want might not come your way, and events don't always turn out as you want them to. You have to learn to take life's ups and downs in your stride. Looking back, even during the tough times, I focused on what I had instead of dwelling on what I did not. Thus, at the end of my career, I had no regrets or any desire to ever return to the game. For I knew that I had truly given all to my passion. I believe it is best for children to work hard and to make their dreams come true and not to have things handed on to them on a platter. And it makes us immensely proud to see both of you have followed our counsel and are making things happen for yourself. When you are home visiting us, Deepika, you make your own bed, clear the table after meals and sleep on the floor if there are guests at home. At home, you are not a star, and that is because we have taught you to be rooted in the reality at all times. If you occasionally wonder why we refuse to treat you like a star, it is because you are our daughter first and a film star later, and we want you to remember that you have to eventually return to the real world. Dear Deepika, you are in an industry where there is much negativity, but I hope that you are the game changer in it. If you can live your life without harming anyone or talking badly about anyone, you can set an example for others. Often you will find people who say untruths about you, but remember never to retaliate or to talk their language. If it is what they say is untrue, ignore it, and if it is true, use their criticism to improve and transform yourself. The things that really matter in life are relationships, honesty and respect for your parents and elders. Material success is important, not to fundamental happiness and peace of mind. I can't tell you enough about the regenerating power of prayers and a little faith. Spare a few minutes of your day, even if it's just 20 minutes, to close your eyes and meditate, to think about God, and you will see how much that faith in His willpower will strengthen you. In the end, when your career is behind you, what remains with you and for you is your family, the friends that you have made, who will stand by you. Live a life that is healthy and one that will allow you to live with your own conscience. Everything else is transient, and remember, no matter what, we are always going to be there for you. Lovingly, Papa. This is a letter written by Prakash Padukone to his daughters Deepika Padukone and Anisha Padukone. And Prakash Padukone is a yesteryear popular badminton player from India. Okay, so this letter, whoever reads it, I believe it's kind of very inspiring, which is the reason why I believe it has included in school's curriculum as well. So if you ever feel that you are lacking motivation or inspiration, I would say read out or listen to anything that's gonna inspire you. For me, this is the letter that inspires me, which is why I'm posting it out here. So whoever is listening can also use this exact same letter to inspire themselves and focus on what matters the most. In life, not everything is gonna come to you on a silver platter. You have to go grab something on your own, and when you are doing it, you may have to break some glass ceilings which are set. You may have to break some stereotypes which have been in the market or in the business for a long time. So take a stand and believe in what you really do, and try whatever you're doing. Try doing it with conviction and with 100% dedication and with passion. So when you put your heart and soul to something, you will see the fruits of it. Okay, so always find inspiration and use the inspiration that you find as a fuel in your journey. And so this is what I really wanted to share with you all, and I really hope that this episode inspires you all. Okay, now be a go-getter and go get whatever you want. Okay, there is no limitations, and break the stereotypes.